Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Have you ever looked back at something you wanted to do and just thought, I should have done that 10 years ago? Maybe starting a business, learning an instrument or a hobby, finding a new passion, losing weight. But a little voice in your head says, it's too late now. If so, then this episode is for you. Welcome back to Female Freedom for women in our 40s and beyond. That feeling can be a heavy weight, mentally and physically. We look at younger people starting out and feel like, we've missed our moment. But what if that's a lie? What if our age is not a barrier, but it's our greatest asset? And don't roll your eyes and say, oh, that's so cliche. Because today we're going to dismantle the it's too late. Get rid of all the I coulda, I woulda, I shoulda. And talk about the power of just starting. Life is not a race, it's a marathon. Have you heard that before? Imagine if the second half can be even more rewarding. If you're not familiar and you don't know, a marathon is 26.2 miles. So what if you're starting out, maybe you're just not feeling your best on race day. Maybe you're going, you're running mile one, mile two. Okay, you're at mile 13.1 and you really have just not done what you wanted to, what you know you're capable of, what you should have been doing. Guess what? You have 13.1 more miles, the whole second half of the marathon, to do just that. And the unique advantages of starting later is the wisdom, is the life experience, is a stronger sense of self, and often, not always, but often, more financial stability and independence. Look at all, you know, somebody I was talking with recently, and I was telling them, I don't look at anything in my life as a mistake, because if I wouldn't have done it, even if it went totally wrong, not as expected, I would rather have that in the experience and the lesson that came from it than sitting around wondering, what if I would have just tried? What if I would have done that? I wonder how my life would have been different. Good or bad, I know. And not all are good. But that is the lessons in the skill from your past careers or jobs, relationships, romantically and friendships. And all of this can be directly applied to new ventures in the second half. Look at Vera Wang. She designed her own wedding dress at 40. Hello, for women in our 40s and beyond. Okay, Martha Stewart, love her, hate her, but she published her first book at 41. Okay? Feels like she's been around for my whole entire life because she has. The all or nothing mentality trap. And it is a mindset. If we can't do it perfectly, we shouldn't do it at all. If we don't know how to do it, why even bother trying? Put this into a fitness perspective, because that is fitness and nutrition. We want to go all or nothing. We're going to start and we've got to be perfect and we've got to do it all. And if not, we just throw it all away. A great analogy with all of this is you're doing the dishes and you drop a plate. Oh no, now you don't have the full set of plates that you once had in your cupboards. So is it no big deal? If you can fix it, you fix it. It has some cracks, or you throw it away if you need to and you just carry on with your life. Or you take out every single dish in the set and you bust them all because it's not perfect and you already made one small mistake or broke a dish. No, that sounds absolutely ridiculous. And that ties into the all or nothing. It's okay. In fact, it's great to start and not know exactly what you're doing because you're going to learn along the way. You're going to meet people along the way. It's okay to make mistakes. The messy middle. Let's go back again. Martha Stewart. Hello. Girlfriend went to jail at 63 years old. Okay. Julia Child. You know the name, know of her. Started at 49. Didn't even do her famous cookbook until she was 50. Okay? They did not have that all or nothing mentality. Okay, the coulda, the woulda, the shoulda. Maybe then you start something and it is challenging. You are tired. You have a lot of other things going on. So you stop. And then you circle back 6 months, 6 years later, and it's that regret loop that just keeps us stuck and paralyzes us from moving forward. So this is your chance. If there is something that you have it in your mind right now, I'm sure you do. Maybe you're scared. You don't know how to do it. You feel silly doing it. You always wanted to do it, but you see people half your age doing it. Who cares? Start. Get on a YouTube, get on a podcast, Google it, ChatGPT the freaking crap out of it, and start. Back to some real life examples, Martha Stewart. Yep, because girlfriend is 83. And I already told you her ages in her timeline. If when she went to jail, and she had the mindset, I can't do anything anymore. It's too late. I missed my chance. I shouldn't have done this. I could have done that. I want to do that. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, it. Or cared what other people thought. The public eye, the backlash, all the negativity and drama and publicity. If she listened to that for a second, do you think she would have made the comeback that she has? Girlfriend is 83 now, okay? Like I said, love her or hate her, she has done a lot. And she absolutely could have not done a lot. Melissa McCarthy, bridesmaid movie, love it, hilarious. Oh my God, she's amazing. She's so funny. She was in that movie when she was 41. And then last one, Lynn Slater. Maybe you've heard of her. Maybe you haven't. Check out her story. Accidental icon. too old, too this, too whatever. She always had a dream or a goal of fashion. So she started taking fashion classes. Probably didn't know how to use it. Guarantee she didn't know how to use it. Started up an Instagram page. Got recognized. Now she's famous. If she would have said, I'm going to look silly in this class. I don't know how to use social media. I'm too old to learn. I should have done it before. I could have done that years ago. She would never have gotten recognized. These people are no different, except they put all of that in the back of their head and went forward. Enjoy the journey. Find something that you want to do and just start. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Female Freedom Podcast. If you feel that this episode could help somebody else, please share it. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I will see you next time.